Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Caillou Blue Kelly. Caillou is a starting cornerback for the Stanford Cardinal football team and was one of the top freshmen last season in the entire country. Caillou, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem. Glad to be here.
To start, Caillou, when we talk about a freshman campaign, not many can say that they came on as well as you did. I think talking about that, one of the top corners in the country, what do you think you did well as a freshman, and what are you going to be working on this offseason to improve your game?
I think I did well, first of all, just listening to the older guys on the team and, of course, coaching. Being coachable is one of the best things you can do as a freshman, just learning all that you can and just taking that and applying it to your game, making yourself better. But other than that, I tried not to make it too much of a big deal, you know, transitioning from high school to college. The next level is still football. So just me getting better as a player and mentally, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't overwhelmed by what the game was at that level.
And I'm sure your goal next year is to win the Pac-12. As a team, what do you think you guys need to do so you guys can reach that goal?
Honestly, the off-season work we've been putting in now is great. Honestly, as just the whole team, we just have to come in and work as hard as we can. More on just making ourselves better. As a unit, you know, there's different parts of a team, and if each unit works correctly and to their best finish efficiency, then we can win the Pac-12 championship, I believe. So just working on our craft, honestly, that's what it is as a player.
And talking about that craft, you have one season under your belt. Is there anything specifically in terms of as a cornerback you're going to be working on, whether it be studying film, certain things you think you could have done better on the field? What are you going to be working on this offseason?
Yeah, just reviewing the film, every single game, every rep, every time the ball was close to me, working on feet, hand placement, getting out in and out of breaks, always can be quicker. Always can be faster, and always can just be mentally stronger in that game. So I'll work on all those things for my game this upcoming season.
And Caillou, let's go back to your high school career. For those who don't know, your school was featured in a Netflix series, Bishop Gorman, one of the top high school programs in the country. What was it like playing there your full 4 years of high school?
Similar to now, you know, it's one of the best college prep schools you can get in the nation. And just the work we put in and those ESPN games really prepared me for, you know, these bright light games on Saturdays, those Friday night games on ESPN. So just playing in that atmosphere, the stadium was always packed. And yeah, it was a great time up there.
And with Bishop Gorman, got you guys year in, year out, one of the top programs in all of high school football. How do you think that, in terms of the competition you were facing, helped your transition? Because we see a lot of freshmen come in redshirt. You were able to transition right to the collegiate game. How do you think playing such high level of competition helped you in that regards?
Yeah, that's the best thing I loved about Gorman, you know, going against the top talent. Just really helped, you know, just show how good you are, and really helps your I'd say it prepared you, because those same guys you played, you'll play at the next level. There's a bunch of guys I played that I'm playing in the Pac-12 right now. So just seeing how you stack up against those guys really helps your confidence level coming into college.
And while doing our research, we found that you also ran track. You received a varsity letter in track. Do you think participating in that sport also helped your development as a football player?
Yeah, my dad preaches this all the time. That track and football go hand in hand, you know. Speed kills, and being a more slimmer guy, as I am not one of your biggest, but being faster really helps just your game overall. So I'd say track and football go hand in hand.
When we talk about it, Caillou, not many football players get to grow up with a dad. For those who don't know, your father, Brian Kelly, played in the NFL. What was it like having him in your corner throughout this entire process?
Oh, man. I mean, I owe a lot to him. You know, he's pretty much, I didn't have any trainers, weight trainers, nothing like that. It was all just going to the field with my dad, going to the gym with my dad. Yeah, he's been there since, man, I don't even remember, just there the whole time, just training me. So, yeah, he was any question, any problem, any help I need, besides, of course, my coaches. But, of course, I'll go to my dad a quick second.
And, Caillou, your dad playing in the NFL, obviously someone who is very important to you and by your side for every decision that you had to make. Did you feel like you had to play up to a certain expectation?
I'd say he always, you know, preaches to me, just be yourself. And, you know, of course, it's in the back of my mind, like, I'm an NFL kid. I'm an NFL kid, so, you know, there's always that stigma or something looking over my back, just always trying to be that guy. But, you know, I don't really sweat it too much. You know, I'm trying to be my own person. Of course, you know, trying to be better than him, of course. But, yeah, just trying to be my own person. Don't really think about that, in a sense, yeah.
With the entire process, you chose Stanford. Obviously, academics, one of the top schools in the country, and you guys have had a lot of success in terms of football. What was that recruiting process like overall for you? I know coming out of high school, it could be a little overwhelming for 17, 18-year-old kids. So what was that like? And then what went into your decision to end up choosing Stanford?
Yeah, so, I mean, it started on the whole recruiting process started about junior year. That going into my senior year, because I played my first year at corner my junior year going into my senior year. So after that, I started getting offers. And then I think around, I'd say June, I got Stanford. And, you know, Stanford offers so much. There wasn't really a lot of, advertisement for them. They knew what they offered and I knew what they offered. So once I got it, you know, I just thought about it. It offers so much. And then 40-year decision, it preaches all the time, but it's a real thing. And that's why it got into me choosing Stanford.
Kai, without a doubt, you guys have one of the best coaches by your side in David Shaw. Can you describe your relationship with him?
Yeah, Coach Shaw, he's a great guy, great coach. He was all, you know, I'd say he's to himself. He's real behind the scenes in the way he does things, but he always will pull you aside, give you some coaching tips, but he really lets our position coaches, you know, do the coaching for me. But other than that, he just talks to me all the time. He mainly talks to me at the end of the season. Just, he didn't really want to hype me up too much during the season, which I really liked because, you know, it didn't, because, you know, as a starting freshman, never want a big head, and I never want a big head for myself coming in. No matter how good I get, never have a big head, always be humbled. And he always preached that for the freshman class, no matter how good you were coming in, just always have a humble mind. But at the end of the season, you know, he took me aside and then Tom said what he had to say. So yeah, he's a great coach, great guy. Love Coach Shaw.
And with Coach Shaw giving you praise, saying you have a corner's mentality, what does that mean to you?
I'd say mainly just like, you know, as a corner, you will get beat, and just to sweat that off and just get that off your mind as quick as you can, just go to the next play and try and make a play. That's what I believe he was talking about, because that's what I try to have, that mindset of just taking things, you know, bad things will happen, but just don't dwell on it too much.
And at Caillou, we know the competition you guys go up against, especially receivers that you had to face this past year. In your first year, who was the toughest person that you had to face up against?
Oh, man. Okay. Let me see. Chase Claypool, big guy, you know, real big guy, real physical. He was a good matchup for me. Isaiah Hodgins, Oregon State. Michael Pittman, big guy too, real physical. Tyler Vaughn, I'd say. Yeah, those receivers. And Fuller from Washington. I forgot his first name. But Fuller from Washington, number two. Yeah, good receivers. All of them were good, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Definitely in the Pac-12, we had Pittman on. Some historic wide receivers, all of which of them are going to be NFL draft picks. So that's a great group of guys to go up against in your first year. And as well, in terms of that, talking about the cornerback position, in your opinion, what traits make for a great cornerback?
Oh, man. I feel like the biggest one, no matter how fast or how big you are, is just your mental side of the game. If you understand the game completely and just know what's coming at you and know how offenses will attack you, you can play the game at a faster level than somebody with a 4-4 plan that doesn't really know the game. I say the mental side. And, of course, speed to make up for any errors that you have at the line or any just times you get beat. That makeup speed is always great. And just quickness, being quicker, because, you know, it's harder to move backwards than it is forward. So I think quickness is a big deal when it comes to the cornerback position.
And the Caillou, we saw the work that you put in this past season. Starting in the final final nine games of the season. But let's go back to your interception against a very talented team in Washington. Can you take me through the moment?
Yeah. So pretty sure it was a third down and 10 mistake. And it was pretty sure. I think it might have been third or fourth quarter, big time in the game. We were in a man. I was man on my guy to the wide side of the field. So I just went down and pressed. I like to press third down. You know, I feel like that's my strong suit. So I like to go down and get in his face a little bit. So, yeah, he gave me a good outside release, made sure to get some hands on. And I just looked up and I just saw the ball coming. And, yeah, just happened. Just felt like I need to go and get it. And that came down for me. With a great props to Curtis Robinson. He had a great pass rush. So almost puts the running back right into Jacob Easton. So that was great for us.
With Easton's talent and just being so early on in your career, was it at that moment that it clicked for you and it gave you a certain extra confidence to then have that level of success the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's just after I got that pick, it was just so much like hard work that paid off for me, a lot that I put into before and just all the years before. But yeah, it gave me a little confidence, you know, just getting that pick was like something a lot of dudes dream for. And for me to get it just made me really believe, like, you know, I can play at this level and to a high level. I feel like I can play even better than I did this past year.
And Kai, we've seen the amount of players that are now playing in the NFL that have gone through this Stanford football program. Has their success motivated you and made you realize that you might one day have a legit shot of playing the NFL?
Yeah, just looking at dudes, especially the DBs who just went and gone, Justin Reed, Alex Carter, just plenty of those guys, and even Paulson, who's going to leave this next year, just looking at those guys saying it's really possible, because, you know, there's besides the football aspect of it, there's also school, and Stanford being one of the top schools, to be able to go through all that and still make it, and some dudes come back and do some of their degrees and finish out their degrees and get their and all that. Yeah, it just makes me, you know, gives me some inspiration that, like, you can do it. And if you can come here, put in the work, get your mind right, you can do it. So, yeah.
Caillou, with the likes of Paulson, like you just mentioned, was he or another cornerback in your group, but being you were a freshman, a role model, or kind of took you under their wing this past season?
Yeah, so I asked Paulson a lot of questions, and he always answered. But the main one for me, when I first got there, the older guys, seniors mostly, pick a freshman, you know, exactly what you said, put them under their wing. And Obi Igbo, now transferring to UCLA, was a guy who just taught me all the ropes, any question I asked, and which I really liked about him because, you know, it, of course it's competition, but he was so open to helping. It wasn't like an older guy who just real selfish about his position and just doesn't want any freshman to get any help. He was real open. And I really respected him for that. And he was the one who really helped me mostly through my time as a freshman.
And you just mentioned a couple talented players in the backfield. How has playing with them in practice and also in games helped you develop as a player?
Yeah, you know, just playing on the other side of Paulson, of course, you know, just of course got to be on my toes. Cause, I mean, who wants to throw at an All-American? And just as a whole unit, is such a level of expectation that exceeds just any regular DB room, I believe. You know, just making the good plays or the great plays that other people see, we see those as plays that could have been even greater than that. So just playing in this room of DBs who are so dedicated and just their work ethic is off the charts. So it just pushes me to exceed that and be even better than what they expect in the room.
Caillou, with the impact of cornerback position, what do you say are your strengths? We know the size, the speed. What would you say are your strengths to the cornerback position?
Yeah, I mean, of course, yeah, I always mention my speed, but mainly I take pride in my film study, and I feel like my mental side, of course, I'm a freshman, I have a lot more to learn, but I feel like my mental side helped me the most. It's one of my strong suits, the time I put into film study and just learning the ins and outs of offenses in the game. And other than that, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I wouldn't say too much I'm an expert at. But, you know, just I feel like I'm the best at the line of scrimmage. Like, that's my strongest, strength as a DB. I feel like my press coverage is a little better than my off. But I can, of course, fluctuate between both. But, yeah, I feel like those are my strong suits.
And, Caillou, while looking on the Stanford website, I saw that you have three bracelets. Is that like a good look charm for you?
Oh yeah, these are my Lokai bracelets. I actually added four now. I added the extra one over Christmas. I got some. I mean, no, nothing. I don't know why. A lot of people ask, like, why do you have so many bracelets? I feel like I just wear them just for a comfort thing. I mean, I have a blue one, of course, Caillou Blue. I added a red one for Stanford, and the white ones just kind of, you know, make the other colors pop, honestly. But nothing really too special about them. I just wear them. I like Lokai. So, yeah, hopefully one day I get sponsored by them, you know, get some free ones. It costs about $18. But, yeah, other than that, yeah, that's about it, yeah.
That could be coming sooner than you think. And with it, we talk about freshman year. Was there another freshman or even sophomore on the Stanford Cardinal team that stood out to you, hasn't got the media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Oh, man. Not being a little biased, but I'm going to go to the DB room. You guys probably heard. The other freshmen are nickel this year and somewhat safety. Number 32, Jonathan McGill, another freshman guy who came in with me this year and, you know, same as me, put in the work. And got some time on the field, made the most of it, got his first pick, Washington State game. And he should be coming next year better too. So yeah, that's one guy. And there's so many more, Austin Jones, Elijah Higgins, Nathaniel Pete, Darren Manley, a lot of guys who you'll see in these new upcoming years, even next year. This freshman class was really good for us this year at Stanford.
And Caillou, next year, how do you hope to take on a leadership role?
Coming, it's expected out of me. I feel like, you know, being a freshman that played is a leader of my freshman class and even more soon to be a leader on the team, besides the older guys, of course, who have got that captain's role already. But, you know, just being I wouldn't say an outspoken leader, just a leader through my work ethic, you know, just showing others my work ethic, you know, motivating them to, you know, not in a sense follow me, but, you know, do the same and work for themselves. And also being a vocal leader sometimes when I need to be. But as a, you know, a younger guy still working my way up through that leadership role, there's other, you know, seniors who have that more vocal role as the captains and stuff like that. But, you know, still doing my part as a leader on the team.
Caillou, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Oh, man, trained by another. I mean, I don't know anybody else but my dad, honestly. To be trained by, yeah, he just knows so much about me, you know. To be trained by someone else seems to me like a, I don't know, like not betrayal, but like, what are you doing? You have an NFL dad to train you, so why not train with him? But yeah, my dad, of course, I'd say my dad.
And Caillou, we saw that your major, you're undeclared, but after your football career is over, do you have any career aspirations?
Yeah, I'm deciding right now between architecture and civil engineering up here at Stanford. At Stanford, you declare sophomore year. So until sophomore year, I'll be undeclared. But I'm deciding between those two. You know, get into civil engineering, more urban development, real estate, might hop into that. As a freshman, you know, I got a long way to go to figure out what job I'm going to take. But yeah, other than that, yeah, those are my top picks right now.
Caillou, for our last question, what is one piece of advice that you could give to a rising high school football player?
Oh, man. The biggest for me, you know, I went to, you know, going to Bishop Gorman, you know, it's a high-ranked school, but I wasn't a five-star, four-star. No hate on those guys. Of course, they earned it, but a five-star, four-star. And I was a three, just knowing that stars, once you get to this level, stars don't matter. Just always put in the work. And that work will, you know, reap the benefits and it'll pay off for you. Just always work hard and don't really sweat it about all the offers you get, all the media attention and all the stars and all that. It's good, you know, it's good for motivation, but, you know, don't blow yourself and don't really get down on that if you're low or anything like that. Just keep putting in the work and you'll get there.
That was Caillou Blue Kelly. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No problem. Glad I got the chance.